KSL News Time, 6:19, Triple Team Traffic, another emergency report. Ricky Meese, what's going on out there?
Well, for those trying to make their way northbound on I-215 up at the north end, it's just been a really bogged down, slow drive. And speeds really don't creep above probably 15 to 25 miles per hour. And it's all due to lane restrictions at 2100 North and traffic with that crawl speed just creeping along. Those delays are back to I-80. But good news on the 21st South Freeway. Westbound SR-201, the crash after 6200 West has been cleared. All lanes are open, but delays continue back to Redwood Road. Southbound I-15 still seeing delays from downtown to 90th South. Michelle?
I-215 East Side Belt Route is still showing lingering delays from just below 3900 South down to Knutson Corner. If you're headed southbound I-15, you're still going to hit slowdowns right around Point of the Mountain to State Road 73. They're going to pick up again through Lehigh. And then if you're headed northbound, you're on I-15. You're also going to hit delays right around American Fork up to Lehigh. Mark?
Well, I'm afraid that you are still in very heavy traffic leaving Utah County, Point of the Mountain, Bangor Highway is where they start, and I'm afraid it's going to be slow in most spots all the way up towards the north interchange, Davis County. But Davis County delays are starting to improve. It looks like just north of 200 North Kaysville up to about Layton Parkway is the worst of the slowdowns, but then the speeds will start picking up heading up to Roy, but they'll still be a little sluggish. And you are sluggish as well on the southbound side, down from 31st Street, Ogden, back into Davis County. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.